Dreams are the keys to the soul. As we understand the images, sounds, taste, and textures through our inner vision, we begin to understand ourselves. I work with the stuff of dreams. I take illusions and mold them into tales, adventures, comedies, mysteries, dramas. Stories are my craft. I am the Dreamsmith. The Dreamsmith is a weekly offering of radio theater. Tonight, part one of J.S. Coleman's eight-part drama of death and life, Chapel Perilous. Our story begins simply in a doctor's office.
Name?
Geary. Ambrose Geary.
Do you have an appointment, Mr. Geary?
Yes, the doctor ran some tests.
I see.
Yes?
Mr. Geary is here to see you.
Send him in.
Thank you.
Come in.
I hope you don't mind. I'm a few minutes early.
Not at all. Please, sit down.
I was a little anxious. Is anything wrong?
Please, sit down. I ran that last series of tests because I suspected that you have a problem.
Is it something serious?
You're dying.
Dying?
Yes. I'm sorry. I wish I didn't have to tell you this.
Dying?
It's already spread throughout your body.
Is there nothing to do? Treatments?
Oh, God, no, please!
There's nothing we can do. It's too far gone. It's carried in the lymph system.
I see.
No, not me. Not I. No, not me.
There is a phone number I want you to call. These people can be very helpful.
Yes. Thank you.
No, not die. Never die. No.
I'm sorry.
No.
There will be pain. I can prescribe some.
Yes.
No!
I know this must be hard on you, too.
Not die! Not me! Not ever! Not die!
Draco Labs, Butler.
Hi, Bill.
Ambrose, how are you?
I hope you don't mind my calling.
No. How are you?
How am I supposed to be? I'm dying, Bill, remember?
I'm sorry.
No, I am. Listen, do you still work in the research section?
Why?
Well, you were talking about a psychotropic compound.
So?
I was just wondering.
Why?
I want you to bring me a sample of the strongest hallucinogen you've developed.
What? You know I can't do that. The security of this place alone is...
Look, if I don't get it from you, I'll buy LSD on the street, and God knows what's going to be in that.
Why do you want it?
You don't know what it's like. I need it.
Is there any pain?
Not really. Not yet.
All right. I'll see what I can do.
Thanks. Hi, Bill.
Hi. What in the world is that thing?
It's my deprivation tank.
You're kidding. Kind of dominates the room, doesn't it?
I don't need this room. It's a living room, and I am no longer involved in living.
You shouldn't joke like that.
I'm not joking, but you're right. I'm being a bad host. Let me get you a beer.
That thing's incredible. How'd you get it through the door?
What?
The tank. It looks too big to get through the door.
I brought it in flat. Put it together here.
There's a waterbed mattress inside with salt water. Here.
Thanks. Salt water?
Yeah, I'm not sure why. Cheers. Did you bring what I asked for?
Yes. I feel like I'm being used.
I guess you are. Would it help if I explained?
I don't know, but it might give me a chance to understand.
All right. I'm dying. You already know that because I tell you every 20 minutes. I'm looking for something. At first I thought it was a cure, but I've given up on that. And then I wanted comfort, but religions ask more questions than they answer. Follow me?
What does this have to do with getting me to steal for you?
I have to go inside. I have to live with this thing and die with it. I'm the only one who can answer my questions. I've got some Ibogaine. It's a hunter's drug that allowed hunters to lie motionless for hours. Game could approach without fear.
I think I'm getting it. You're going to take the Ibogaine to deaden your body. And my drug...
To open my mind. That's why I bought the tank. I'm going to lie in the tank and take a tour of my own mind.
Going into Chapel Perilous, huh?
I never thought of it like that.
You should. You might change your mind. Are you really ready to see everything about yourself? You may not like what you see.
I know. Yes. It's something I have to do.
All right. What can I do to help?
Babysit, I guess. Check my pulse and respiration. See that I don't die. Unexpectedly, at least.
How long is this going to take?
I don't know. It may be for a few hours. It may be for the rest of my life.
Do you feel anything yet?
I'm not sure. Yes, something. I think I should get into the tank. Let me take these clothes off. I don't want anything to distract me while I'm in the tank.
Won't the water mattress distract you?
No. The temperature is the same as my skin. The Ibogaine will keep me from feeling the surface. What was that?
I think you should get into the tank now.
Yes, into the tank.
Yes.
There's a girl's voice.
There you go. Do you want me to close it?
Yes. I hope I'm doing the right thing.
If you want to call it off.
No. Close it. Yes.
It's like a double coffin.
Don't say that.
Igor, close the lid before the sun rises.
Stop it. I've got to go through with this.
Just like your father always told you, once you're on the track.
Oh, please.
His father had sayings for everything.
Please, stop talking. I've got to concentrate. Where am I? I don't feel a mattress. Floating.
Do you see anything yet?
No.
Visual hallucination comes further in the journey.
I want to see, to understand.
You can't have both.
Why not?
I don't know. Christian ethic. If you want something, you have to give up something. Every time there's something good, there has to be something bad.
Dichotomy.
That doesn't make sense.
Then why did you think of it?
I didn't. You did.
Who do you think I am?
I don't know.
The unconscious mind conceals knowledge from the conscious mind, allowing only those bits needed for processing and immediate concentration to surface.
Who are you?
Who is who?
You two. I hear two of you.
And not you. You should hear three.
I do.
I don't. I only hear one.
No, three.
One, right?
Right. Only one.
But you could hear hundreds, if you tried.
I don't understand.
Yes, you do. You just don't know you understand.
Why is this happening?
You wanted it to happen. Any other questions?
Yes. There must be. I can't think of any.
That's because of the drugs. You can't think straight.
That's right. The drugs. The tank.
Without stimulation, the brain must produce its own. Result, hallucination.
Yes. Hallucination.
You're too comfortable. Complacent.
Yes.
I'll fix that. Where's that lever?
What lever?
Never mind.
You are operating on fear. You are running without moving.
Yes. Fear. Fear of dying.
How many ways can you die?
You want them alphabetically?
No, that's so boring.
Traumatic insult resulting from a gunshot.
No, don't do that.
Automobile accident, lengthy fall.
I can't handle it.
Strangulation, poison.
Stop.
Heart failure.
Please.
Blood disease, cerebral hemorrhage, murder, execution.
Details.
Cyanide gas, firing squad, stoning, electric chair, gallows.
Found it.
Found what?
The lever for the gallows trap door.
What?
Yes, but he's going to be angry when he hits bottom.
This can't be. I've been falling for so long. The lights around me, they look like stars, but... But no, they're things. Animals. Things. Books. Trinkets.
Memories. Triggers to scenarios.
All you have to do is grab onto one.
I can't. I'm falling.
Then stop falling. Hit bottom.
Hit bottom? Are you crazy?
No more than you are.
Why are you doing this to me?
I didn't do anything.
You pulled the lever on the gallows so I'd fall through.
You shouldn't have put the lever where I could find it.
I didn't. You pulled the lever.
You put it there.
But you pulled it.
All right. If you want to stop falling, just say stop.
Stop.
I told you.
Where am I? Who are you?
Can't you think of anything original to say?
A fair question.
And you, who are you?
You asked me first.
Well?
I'm not going to tell you, and you can see where you are.
But I don't know where I am.
Where did you want to be?
I wanted to find some answers.
So here you are. Where are you?
I'm in a room.
See, that wasn't hard. Describe it and you see it clearer.
Who are you?
I'm not anybody, really. I don't even exist.
Why are you doing this to me?
I'm not doing anything to you. Now, where are you?
I'm in a large room. Circular. No, oval. And it's very wide. There are doors on the edges. Hundreds of doors, all different sizes. Tiny ones, and some so big I don't think I can reach the doorknobs.
Perfect.
Where am I?
Are you going to start that all over again?
You are in the anteroom. The chamber that leads to all the rooms of your mind, your memory, your imagination, all your thoughts and secrets.
The anteroom.
The entrance. The place to begin.
And who are you?
We are you.
She is Calypso.
Hi there.
Her name means the concealer.
That isn't really what it means.
What does it mean?
Do you think I'm going to tell you?
My name is Wilbur, a fine old name which means the brilliant one.
Should we tell him?
Where did you come from?
We didn't come from anywhere.
You've always been here in the anteroom?
No.
We are you.
You can't be. You know more than I do. What your names mean.
When your sister was pregnant, you went through a name your baby book with her.
That's right. That was so long ago. I'd forgotten.
You're not listening.
You never forget. I remember everything you ever read or heard or experienced.
Including a lot of things you'd rather forget.
I think I'm beginning to understand.
I doubt it.
What are all these doors?
I don't know why you did that.
Why I did that?
You made up this place, not me.
The doors are your access to memories and details. Ways to reach hopes, fear, knowledge, libido, memory.
You get the idea. Well?
Well, what?
We've gone to a lot of trouble to get here. Which door do you want to go through first?
I'm afraid.
We know.
That's why we're here, to help you do what you're afraid to do.
What's behind this door?
Oh, no. You don't find out that easily. You have to go through.
Is it safe?
Probably not.
You will never know unless you enter.
Here. I'll even hold the door for you.
It's dark in here.
Of course. That's how you always thought it.
Will you stop saying that?
You made this place. I didn't.
It's what you were afraid.
No, let me out. Please, let me out. It's dark in here.
Don't he lock the door?
Who's that?
You know me, dearie. Don't you remember?
No. Where are you?
I'm here, dearie. Just never you mind where.
I've got to find you. Can you get me out of here?
I can, but I won't. You got a job to do in here, dearie. Don't you remember? You wanted to come here.
That's what everybody says. Please, I can't see.
You should have made more light, dearie. But I can take care of that. I's got the lights I has. Is that better, dearie?
I don't know.
I can turn it off again. Close my eyes.
No, no, it just takes some getting used to. It's such a funny shade of blue. Almost no light at all. What is this place?
What's it look like, dearie?
A forest. A swamp. I don't know. Things hanging down. That one moved.
That's right. Do you want to come with me or not? I ain't got all day.
I still can't see you. Where?
You can see me, dearie. You saw me move. And me lights.
That was more like a vine. Or a snake.
Yes. Don't you like me, dearie? You used to like me when you was little. Don't you remember?
You do look familiar, a little.
You didn't have no friends, did you? But you had me.
Yes. I remember you. My dream. You used to come to me in my dreams. I couldn't have been more than six.
Did it matter, dearie? You liked my pretty blue eyes then. You liked the way they'd light up the darkness in the ground below.
We'd fly. I remember you now. You'd take me flying and show me places. We'd go everywhere.
Don't step there.
Why? What's wrong? There's something by my leg. Something moving.
I didn't want you to step on my little friend.
Friend?
You don't want to look at her, dearie. You don't like spiders.
Spiders! It feels big.
Oh, she is, dearie. She's a beauty. Pretty black eyes. Eight of them.
Make her go away, please.
Don't you like her?
Please get her away from me.
You don't know a pretty lady when he sees one, does he, Edda? But he can't see you. Show him now how friendly you are.
No, no, please, no.
That's it, darling. Stroke his leg. You didn't know spiders got those little claws on the ends of their legs for grabbing their webs, did you?
No, please, no. Make her stop.
Oh, you hurt her dainty feelings. Sorry, Edda. This one's got no sensitivities.
I'm just not sensitive about spiders.
Well, if you don't like my friend, you must not like me neither. So I wouldn't want to stay where I ain't wanted.
Oh, wait, please.
Yes?
Don't go. Please. You're taking the light.
They're my eyes, ain't they?
But I can't see anything again.
Well, I ain't gonna leave my eyes behind for you.
Where are you going?
To the door. You'll have to come there sometime.
But the door is right here, behind me.
Now, that one don't work no more. You got to get through the other one.
They didn't tell me the door wouldn't work to get back.
You didn't ask them, did you, dearie?
What do I do?
Don't ask me. You make all the decisions. You decided to take away my pretty red scales and make me all dark and shadowy. You make all the decisions, dearie.
I can't stay here.
Then come with me.
All right. Ooh.
Oh, thank you, dear.
I stepped on something.
You didn't hurt it.
Please, don't leave me.
If you don't come soon, dearie, all the light will be gone and I ain't coming back this way. You don't treat people nice.
I try. I always try.
Trying ain't doing, dearie. I don't care what you try. It's what you do that I cares about. Coming.
All right.
That's it, dearie. Come along.
I'm coming. Not so fast. How far is it to the other side?
I don't know. I ain't never been to the other side.
You're going too fast. Hey, I can't see. Where are you? Please, don't leave me here. Don't leave me here. Please, come back. Don't leave me. Please don't leave me alone. Alone with these things under the water. I need your eyes. I need the light they give. Please.
Something bothering you, dearie.
You went away.
I never.
You took away the light.
I just closed my eyes. See? Is that better? Can you see everything now?
Yes.
Now what's wrong? You're never happy, dearie. You whine because you don't like the dark, and then you whine because you don't like what you see. You got to be happy sometime, dearie.
I'll be happy when I get out of here, out of this place, through the other door.
I doubt it, dearie. But if you want to find the door, follow me.
Just go slower this time.
Do you remember any songs, dearie? You used to like singing.
How do you know?
I'm part of you, remember.
I keep forgetting.
Now, you just don't know that you remember. We all remember for you, dearie.
How many of you are there?
Lord, dearie, I don't know. You keep me cooped up in here with all the nasty things. You don't keep nothing nice here, dearie.
Ow!
What's wrong now?
Oh, I cut myself. Something stuck me in the arm.
Hypodermic needle. Mm. You didn't like them when you was little. You put a lot of doctor's needles down here. Great big things flying all over.
Flying?
Well, they ain't got no place to lie down.
But it hurt me.
That's what you was afraid of.
I'm bleeding.
Yes, dearie.
Damn it, I've got to clean the wound.
Well, you got water everywhere. Clean it.
Not in this slime. It'll become infected if I pour this smelly stuff in the cut.
It'll become infected anyway, dearie.
What do you mean?
Well, why do you want to clean it?
Infection. Germs. What was that?
Germs, dearie.
Germs?
Yes, dearie. Just the way you always thought they'd be. About a foot across with nasty little mouths and transparent jello bodies.
But they're too big. They're not real.
Is anything.
What are they doing?
What you wanted them to do. What you created them for.
Make them stop.
How?
I don't know.
Then how should I?
Ow, they're hurting me.
Yes. Try to keep your head above the water.
So many of them.
Yes, I can see.
Stop them. Help me.
I'm afraid you're beyond my help, dearie.
Why did they do that?
You expected them to. Are you ready to go on?
I think so. Yes, let's go.
What if I wasn't ready to go?
Aren't you?
Yes. But it would never occur to you to ask if I was ready. What if I was tired and didn't want to go?
If you're part of me, how could you get tired?
You got tired of me when you was little. You put me away to this place. Kind of a nice place for a snake, you know, but a little dismal. It doesn't matter. Not to you. Let's go.
Thanks. How long will it take us to get to the other side?
I told you, I don't know. I've never been there.
Oh.
You're doing better, dearie. You haven't gotten squeamish or gasped once in 5 minutes. That's very good for you. Aren't those squirmy little things in the water anymore?
They're still there. They just don't bother me now.
Well, that's something at least. Not a total loss, eh, dearie? Don't know. You won't like it when you get there.
The door's there, isn't it?
Yes, but you can't just open it.
Why not?
Because of the retainer. It's a new fear.
Is that all there is in this place? Fears and old nightmares?
That's all you put behind these doors.
Everything I fear is here?
Almost.
Is death here?
Death, dearie.
Yes. That's why I'm here. That's what I'm afraid of.
Death ain't here, dearie. Not in your fears. What you feel about death is unique. Death is by itself. It has its own door.
So the next door I open may be death.
No. You don't know yourself. You haven't hardly found out anything about yourself in here. You got a lot of other places to see before you're ready to face death. If you get out of here.
But the next door could be death.
I doubt it, dearie. Even if you picked the right door, you'd just change things around so that door would lead somewhere else.
So why would I do that? That's why I came here, to face death and beat him.
Are you ready to face death this very moment, dearie?
No.
Then shall we move on? You still have to face the retainer who blocks the door that leads from here.
Who is the retainer?
You know him. You'll recognize him when you see him, dearie. And you're not going to like him. You're not going to like him at all.